Hello and welcome to Live Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, today on location at Mystics by the Sea, a spiritual healing center on 394 New Haven Avenue in Milford, Connecticut. And this program was brought to you in part by KMAREducation.org and TheHealingMindMagazine.com with our podcast channels. And, of course, BetterViewCleaning.com, your window experts. Meeting two wonderful ladies today, Mary Claire, the owner of Mystics by the Sea, a tarot card and numerology practitioner and Reiki master, and her partner, Catherine Crowley, a spiritual intuitive medium. Thank you, ladies, for having me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mary Claire, in our previous conversation, you said, we are not a way of life. What did you mean by that?
Well, I started Mystics. I always wanted to have a spiritual, I used to call it a spiritual retreat. And it has evolved into this. And I always wanted to help people become more aware of their sense of their own power and their own power, and that we have everything we need inside of us. And I started Mystics to teach people, and it's through all our practitioners and what we have to offer, all the different ways in which we can do that. So when I said we are not a way of life, what I meant by that was, we have people that come and see us. They need guidance, they need clarity, they need closure. But it is a step. We are a stepping stone, and we are not a way of life. I don't want people to become dependent on us and their choices and their decisions. Our job is to teach them how to empower themselves. We all have the free will. So we really just teach them how to use their free will in making their choices and decisions, and not what we say.
I see. Back in 2004, and we have almost 2020, how have things changed?
Oh my goodness.
As far as clients' needs and people actually coming to reach out to you to get help. It's always very hard for people to recognize, hey, I need help.
Mm-hmm. Our center here, my shop, I've always called it my shop. We really are through word of mouth. I do not do any advertising. Of course, I have a website and the social media that has to be today. But all of our people that come and see us are truly through word of mouth. So,
that's the most flattering form of advertising.
Yes,
there is.
It is.
Right. Mm-hmm. However, in many, many cases, many, many businesses, they can't sustain without getting the word out. That's just the way it is. Because they have several employees that they have to pay payroll for every week. And just to wait for word of mouth sometimes makes it very difficult for a business. So,
well, you know, it's funny you say that, because people ask me all the time about, was I nervous? How did I open this business and was I nervous? I was a mom for years, and then literally after I saw Catherine Crowley, after my dad passed, it really did make me look at life in a totally different way. And so when I started doing tarot readings,
And what are tarot readings for people like myself who does not know?
It's my readings I see, because we all read differently, okay? Mm-hmm. We're all here to help guide people and how they need it. And my tarot readings, and I'm a numerologist also, I see the emotions and emotional behavior behind people, mm-hmm. and what drives them into doing and making the choices that they do. And I also see the past and what has and where they've gotten to, how they've gotten to where they are now, mm-hmm. and why they think the way they think and believe what they believe. I don't try to change anybody's beliefs, but I do help them see the perspective. I do help them see the bigger perspective, and not just what they are in emotionally.
Because Mary Claire, that's so important that you see their past and their present, mm-hmm. and it's so important that they understand their beliefs, mm-hmm. because that's the only way you can start making changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could help them with their changes beliefs too. It's almost like a chip. I call it a chip. Once you're aware of,
exactly,
we take it out and exactly. we put in a new mm-hmm. chip. Of course, you have to architect that new mm-hmm. chip, mm-hmm. yeah, with guidance mm-hmm. from you. And put it back in. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, once they leave here, a certain session, then they get embraced with their old life again. Mm-hmm. And then a week or two goes by, and then life gets in the way, and then they forget where they left off. And then they call you again, hopefully. So I think it's very important that people have a guidance.
That's really what we do.
Yes.
We really help. That's what I do. I really help guide people, and I really do help them see like the bigger picture, and to make them aware of, I always say, the why behind the what in their life. Mm-hmm. And my daughter put it very well one day. She said, "My mom won't necessarily tell you what's on your mind, but she will see what's in your heart."
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You have this gift.
She adds clarity, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like lifting the fog. Mm-hmm. A lot of us get lost in the mist, lost in the fog, and we need to kind of just get an anchor. Where am I? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And Mary can do that very well.
Yeah, because from the time we're born and up to, we might be 50 now or 60, there's so much on this life path, and it was never cleaned up. We take everything forward, going forward mm-hmm. with us. So there are a lot of things that we need to clean up. Mm-hmm. And you help with clarity. So obviously, with the clarity, we can't take them what was in the past. It's impossible. It just isn't. And that's a job in itself to really make the person understand, I'm thinking the way I'm thinking because of what I experienced as a child.
That's right.
Let's say.
That's right.
And we're repeating patterns.
Exactly.
They may not be
exactly. mm-hmm.
our own patterns. They may be mother and father's patterns. Mm-hmm. So all of these things, it's such valuable work. It's incredible.
And in my numerology, numerology will show me their path that they are to learn their lessons and ultimately what they're to accomplish before they leave here.
Aww.
And I also see personal years and where the energy of their year is this year, next year, you know, 2 years. That's how mm-hmm. I can see what's coming down the road for them. But that's what the numerology part does. The numerology really hones in on, well, in this lifetime, you're going to have all of your issues are in the relationship area. Some people it's not. Some people it's in work. It's different for everyone in their situations, but we all learn through our emotions. And that's kind of my specialty, I guess you'd call it, through the tarot and numerology, the emotional self.
You know, ladies, I work with both sexes, men and women, and I'm very much for empowering women because I learned that from my mother. My mother, and they were the older generation, 1940s, and for a woman to work full-time and run a household, that was unheard of at that time. But my mother always said, you need to have your own money. You cannot be dependent on anybody. And I learned that from her. And she was incredible. I got to really understand her much later in life till I unplugged my own childhood and then mother and father, and that's how I know all of everything that I'm saying. I'm not being book smart, I'm being life smart, if you will, to even have a chance to have a conversation with you. And it gives me great strength to really say women need to be empowered. They need to have their own money. And certainly they need to have their own voice, because it's been a pattern all along that a lot of women don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. So, and we certainly don't want our children to grow up, because if you don't have a voice, how will you stand up for the for your own children? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's in true. Many cases. I want to get to you, Catherine.
Sure.
I know you've been together with Mary Claire since 2004. An incredible gift you also have, being able to really connect with people from that have passed.
Yeah, I've had this gift since I arrived here on this planet. I worried my grandmother, I worried my parents. Nobody understood what it was. We're talking a long time ago. I won't give away my age, but my oldest is like 36. So when I first started actually becoming aware of what I was doing, it was very scary. I mean, as a child, you know, sleeping with the covers up over my head, I can tell you so many odd stories. But my grandmother was the first one, I think, who really started to worry about me.
I just had an idea. Sorry to interrupt you. We need to write a book.
I probably
that
do.
Would be wonderful. Can you? And yes. It would sell too, because
people
would love it. They would love that.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry,
but
I interrupted
I mean,
you.
It, you know, it worried my grandmother, my parents. At the age of 8, they literally—I did not know this at the time—but they weighed out: do I need a child psychologist or a parish priest? Do I need some real help or an exorcism? I don't know. But I actually talked to a priest who said I'd probably grow out of it. And it wasn't until I was 15 and I was candy striping. Remember what that is?
No.
I was in a nursing home, you know, helping the patients, making beds, doing all the other work that I could do there. Mm-hmm. And one Sunday afternoon, I was putting in some hours and I was getting on the elevator and I held it for one of the nuns who, you know, was in the nursing home, and she was getting on, and I asked her, excuse me, sister, is it okay if those people are over in the eatery? Well, she stepped out, and she looked at me, and then she turned away, and I said, the woman sitting down and the man at the bar area. Well, she never turned back and looked at me. She just got on the elevator a few minutes later, never said a word to me, until I saw her about a week or so later, and she came up to me and said I had a gift and I wasn't to be fearful. Of course, at 15, you really don't want to be talking to dead people. But what she said made perfect sense. It wasn't until about 4 years later that I really gave it my all. And when I say that, I mean trying to find books, trying to figure out how to get rid of my own fears. And I did. I mean, obviously I did. I've been doing this now for a good 35 years.
You must have, growing up, you don't know what to do with all these thoughts and feelings.
No.
You must have scared.
It scared me, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, we moved and there was lots of woods to go, you know, running around in. And we all went out as neighbors and everything, you know, kids. And we built a fort. And I remember looking up one day and staring down an Indian in the woods. And I was just like, oh my God, do you see him? Nobody else saw him. Well, you know, that Indian ended up at the foot of my bed one night and I yelled at my parents for leaving the door unlocked. I was young, I didn't know any better. But years and years later, my father remembers what I went through with this Indian. So he actually went ahead and got a hold of land records. And we lived on one side of this hill, and on the other side of the hill, there used to be an Indian reservation. So, I mean, for me to see an Indian who had passed was not a big deal. I've seen since then many more.
Oh my God.
But I have talked to thousands and thousands. I couldn't even begin to tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing readings, like I said, for the last 35 years for the public, and it's been very rewarding.
We're talking to Catherine Crowley. She's a spiritual intuitive medium, and also her partner, Mary Claire. Both are partners of Mystics by the Sea here in Milford, Connecticut. What I'd like to ask Mary Claire, how did your parents, when did you know you had these special talents, and how were you?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. I always just spoke from the heart. You know, we talked about when we were young, and I had a really good upbringing, and I had no problem expressing myself. My father used to call me the life of the house. So I had no problem expressing myself, and I grew up, I guess, when I look back, with a lot of confidence. Not overconfident, but, you know, just more self-assured. And I never really, my friends used to say I always knew what to say, but I always just spoke from the heart, whatever I felt. And I remember when my older sister is quite, you know, she's quite a bit older than I am. And I would come home when I was little and I would tell my mother that, oh, she's going to have a baby. My sister, she's going to have a baby. She's going to be pregnant. How do you know, Mare? I don't know. And then the next thing you know, my sister would be calling that she was pregnant and having a baby. And then I went to a psychic, and he told me that I was going to be doing what he's doing someday, and I never even picked up a tarot card.
He called you colleague right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, he says, you're going to be doing what I'm doing. And I never even picked up a tarot card, but when I picked up that deck of tarot cards, life evolved, and the right people, Catherine being absolutely one of them, our paths just kept crossing, and you just, Kathy put it very well one time. She said, your intuition, your psychic ability, it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Mm-hmm. And that is the honest to God's truth. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I always kept in the back of my mind. So even though I was saying what the right things, I think I'm more of an inspirational speaker in my readings mm-hmm. than anything else. You have to have confidence. The more you do something, the more confident you become at it. So how did I know? I never really did until I started doing it.
But you were also sponsored. You were let be in your home with your mm-hmm. parents. How about you, Catherine? Did they support your special gift, your parents?
Not at all.
Oh,
no.
But, I mean, they were afraid of it. I can't say that they did it, you know, out of anything but just protection and love for me.
Mm.
They weren't sure what was going to happen. I mean, the stories I could tell you. But I had to
I see the book. I know it.
Yeah, I had to
My intuition tells a book. We must give her, must make a book.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this was something I've always done. So it isn't, it's like anything else. If you're doing it all the time, you have to get comfortable with it.
Yes.
And you have to have an understanding of it.
Yes.
And I had to get rid of certain fears, as weird as it sounds. I had to get rid of the fear of the dark. So I practiced walking around, even in my own home, with the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
And energy. It's all about energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's vibrational energy. When we leave this world, we continue our essence is vibrational energy.
But I think it's also, I think it's also intellect, because you have to be able to interpret exactly what's happening.
True.
Right? It must be.
Most of us can feel energy of a loved one who mm-hmm. has crossed mm-hmm. over. They come to us, and sometimes we get what I call an electric hug. Our hair might stand on end, and we feel sometimes an actual touch or just energy on one part of her body, mm-hmm. and we just know that they're present. Most of us might at some time hear a voice, but not a whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I really can hear them converse like we are right now.
It's incredible.
I just become better and better at it, I guess, as time, like I said, that muscle. But you just go ahead and you do what it is that you're supposed to do in life, and everything else will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very happy with a lot of work. I hate to say that it's sometimes because of people losing people
mm-hmm.
that I have work, but it does bring an awful lot of peace. Sometimes, like I've told Mary, it can be rather entertaining. I never met somebody who's crossed who I didn't like, because we all go back being a whole lot better than we were here.
But this might be a little childish question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What about if they don't speak English, if they were from a foreign country?
Oh, that's a good question, because I've run across that, and I had to learn to ask, English, please. I don't speak that English. So if they don't do it, I ask my own guide for interpretation.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I, in fact, when I met Mary, I had the first, one of the first things was her father coming through. The very first time I met her, never knew her before then. And her father came through with the calling her Mary.
Mary.
I had to laugh, you know. But then he's saying something I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. And I finally asked my guide, and I said, why is your father talking about little goats or baby goats? And she looked at me and laughed. And
my father used to call my kids when they were little cabretas, and those are baby goats.
Yes.
So my father's saying to her about mm-hmm. cabretas.
Yeah.
Kathy asked her guide, what is he saying? And
yeah.
That's where she got the baby goat.
So then I realized that her father was really wanting to talk mm-hmm. not about her, but about her daughters.
My kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she was willing to get the messages, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So
and that reading changed the course of my life, because
yeah.
It really opens up, and that's what we try to bring to the people that come here.
Right. Before we get to that in detail mm-hmm. As to what you're actually offering here,
mm-hmm.
I do have a message for our audience. First of all, this program was sponsored in part by BetterViewCleaning.com. They're the experts in windows. The Healing Mind Magazine.com and KmaEducation.com. I also would like to mention that yesterday we launched a big promotion. We have some great giveaways till December 31st, and I'd just like to mention them. And we have new gifts coming every single day. And of course, we love to have you listen to our podcast, and you might have a little stocking stuffer or two here with this. $100 gift certificate toward a intuitive consultation from KmaEducation.org. This is all about first come, first serve. So you hear it, you want it, you've got to call. And the studio number is 203-505-3660. Also, a wonderful book by Warren Honeycutt, How the Health Are You? The 7 Keys to Success. You've heard Warren Honeycutt on Life Talk many times. A $100 gift certificate toward services decluttering your home from Intuitive Interior by BridgetFlynn.com. And the final gift certificate, which I'm very excited about, you get one delicious, nutritious shake from Lakeview Shakes in Monroe, Connecticut. This makes a great stocking stuffer, friends. All of them make a great stocking stuffer. You know, we all have to, keep an eye on our finances. So this is a wonderful way for us to communicate with our community partners. And we shop local. And in this case, it's a free service, if you will. And we have new gifts coming in daily. So we're going back to the Mystics by the sea in Milford, Connecticut. They're on 394 New Haven Avenue in Milford. And I do want to mention their website, mysticsbythesea.com, and also their phone number, 203-980-6272. So mysticsbythesea.com, 203-980-6272. And I'm actually on location. I'm so excited because I got Mary Claire sitting to my right and Catherine across from me. So this is actually our first meeting, and I've heard a lot about the services here. And I'm very, very impressed already. So we already know now that these gifts were from an early age, and they were cultivated, and it just took a little while, to be working in this line of work, because you do have a responsibility mm-hmm. When you work with the public. Mary Claire, could you talk about what's happening here at the center in December, and especially going forward in January? You have oodles, a big mm-hmm. calendar full
of.
Yeah,
we do, and it just keeps filling. We have lots coming up.
What?
Pardon?
Watts?
We have lots.
Oh, I thought it was Watts. Oh, okay. Maybe there's something new. Maybe we should add that too.
We have lots coming up.
Okay.
Well, every month, Catherine has her Messages That Heal. It's a group talk that is open to the public. It is something that we do like reservations, but walk-ins are always welcome. Held monthly.
Yes, but this month.
This month is not.
Yes.
This month we're doing cookies.
Yes.
Cookies and
yes.
The trees and the house.
And company and everything
yes.
else.
Her next one will be January 30th.
Yes.
Okay, it's Thursday at 7 p.m.
I'm sorry to have disappointed anybody.
Yes, yes. We have, oh my goodness, we have a gathering of Angel Circle here held monthly. We have, what I'd really like to talk about is our Sunday morning service.
Okay.
New Beginnings in Community, and they do an interfaith, interspiritual, non-denominational service, and they are a group of five ministers, and it really is...
they switch off monthly.
Yes, they do.
So you'll have mm-hmm. different one conducting the service.
And they have different topics, of course, every week. And it really is to nurture, inspire. It's really to nurture, inspire. And it's a very, how would you describe it, Kathy?
It's really joyous. It's, mm-hmm. It is invigorating. A lot of the times come and you feel part of something.
This coming Sunday, they're doing a service on how to create manifestation in your life. It's all spiritual. It's not religion. It is, it's really to teach you spirituality.
We all need to find our spirituality.
Mm-hmm. To manifest, could you give me an example? Because I can't think of one right now, otherwise I would say it.
Well, manifesting is about believing. First, you have to believe.
Yes.
And then your thoughts, you have to create it in your thoughts. And you just have to believe. And I think that is the beginning of manifestation.
Is it also about, it's on the same path, also execution? It's also about executing. It's,
of course.
It's the thought.
Oh, yes.
And then...
You have to have action.
Oh, yes. Yes, you have to have action. Yes.
Right.
Well, but, that's where faith comes in. Faith and belief to me are the same, very much the same. And faith to me is an action word. You have to activate faith in order for it to manifest in your life.
Yeah. Above all else, believe. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
have
like
faith and then hold mm-hmm. hope.
It's like when I opened Mystics, there was a part of me that just believed, but yet my eyes, what you look at in my life, would never support it. And people would ask me all the time, well, weren't you afraid? And failure was just, for some reason, maybe it's just me, but failure was never even a thought that entered my mind. Mm-hmm. And then when I opened the second unit next door, same thing. I went on faith. If I looked at what was before me and thought it and really, mm-hmm. It just was something I felt it was time to do.
I know exactly what you mean. And even the accountants, they don't go by faith.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and that just has to be overwritten.
You just...
That's just the way it is. You know?
Have to know that life
yes.
is divinely guided.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you have that belief that mm-hmm. it is divinely guided mm-hmm. and that you wrote your life out before coming here, that
yes.
your path is your path. And the only thing that can help you make it easier is if you take what's coming down the path mm-hmm. towards you
mm-hmm.
and your reaction to it mm-hmm. becomes better. When we react better towards things that are coming mm-hmm. at us with that hope and belief mm-hmm. and that knowing that this too shall pass sometimes,
yeah.
then we move forward with a lot more ease
yeah.
than when we're coming out of fear.
I can't wait to say that I wish everybody would reach out for help, because people don't do that.
Well, I do have, I started saying before about what we have to offer here.
Yes.
Okay, Messages That Heal, the New Beginnings and Community Service. We get a lot of people Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for that service. We also have two classes. You asked me what's coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. We have Judith O'Connor, who is our hypnotherapist. She does also our past life regressions out of Mystics. Mm-hmm. But she is going to have three classes, three series coming mm-hmm. up in the new year. Mm-hmm. One is going to be Create Your Weight, Hypnosis for Weight Loss. The other one is going to be really a psychic development course. That's going to be a four-week course. And then there's going to be a course after that that's going to take that psychic development to the next step. And really, she just teaches you, when I say psychic development, she teaches you how to recognize and work with the energy. That is psychic development.
Yes.
To teach you how to recognize and work with your energy for your own and those around you.
Okay.
And then we have Brandi Noyes, who is a holistic alternative therapist, and she also does cranial sacral work. And she is going to have an 11-week series starting in January, and it's called Rediscovering and Redesigning Your Life 2020, which is another ways how to think.
Yeah, it's all about the belief.
Yeah,
I did read that,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm a stickler for that.
Yeah.
I did not call my magazine The Healing Mind magazine. It has a strong, it starts with the mind.
Yes, mm-hmm. it does.
So this
and
is where I
this
focus
is.
In
yeah.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was trying to say earlier, I was not trying to dismiss this. This is very important, you know, to talk about what you bring
yeah,
it in.
Yeah.
I would have just woven it in after. I wish more and more people would reach out for help.
Yeah.
This is the trouble. That's what I find in my work. Some people are just adamant about getting help in whatever shape or form. I don't understand that.
I think they have to be ready to reach out to what we do. I think they really have to. I think they have to exhaust every other avenue.
I think people need to be ready in general,
mm-hmm.
With mind and belief system and everything. And many times people are living in illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm brutally honest. I cannot tell somebody, okay, I will take you by the hand and I will guide you.
Yeah.
I have to tell them exactly where they're at. And this happens to be my
mm-hmm.
gift, my intuitive gift. I know exactly immediately who's in front of me and what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a doctor.
Yeah.
You know? If I don't know the first couple of minutes, I will know as, you know, mm-hmm. I will just know. So, and I understand when somebody has a certain talent and they happen to get on television by whatever reasons when they were age 11. This is a real case. And in their minds, they always wanted to be on television, but they really didn't have anything, any skills to back it up. And now they're older. They survived a stroke. They've survived adversity, which is really strength in my eyes. So, and to sit down with a person like that, now what do they? Oh, they want to be the star now. You can't tell them anything.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
very true.
Now you come to me, and I will position the good parts, and I involve the community, especially the children. Yep, children need role models. Mm-hmm. We all need role models, and you can't live in 1980 because that's where the person is at.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2019.
True.
So if you
true.
Feel you can do a certain dance nobody is doing, or just a celebrity did mm-hmm. that dance and you can do that, I can show you how to weave that all in
mm-hmm.
so it's real
mm-hmm.
and not just, it's not just about you. I don't
yeah.
like to help people if it's just about them. I can't stand that. So many times I find that I don't want to work with people like that. So, and I encourage people to really seek help. You know, I really, in whatever shape or form, whatever
well,
makes them comfortable.
We have a spiritual meditation group that meets once a month, and they use the 12 step. It's not a beginner's meditation group. They really get together and really pray and meditate and focus, and it's on integrity, honesty, and that's what they put out into the world. They meditate. What would you call that? Like a... they all like the like minds, and then they put it out into the universe. They
they're changing the world one day at a time with one meditation.
Yeah, they really are.
Our thoughts are very, very powerful.
Yes. And the more that they get together, and that is a really good group that gets together once a month here. And it goes beyond just learning how to meditate. It's taking that energy and putting it out into the universe. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
It's almost like cultivating your own belief system and doing something about it at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it makes them feel good.
But you're
also strengthening the, you know.
Yes.
You shouldn't do anything unless it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So it is that group.
It's incredible.
And the goddess circle, too. It's the same basis, really. A little different, but the same.
Mm-hmm.
The goddess circle that we have here once a month, that's also. It's
many ways to find your spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
We just offer quite a handful of them here, and we've done so well. Mary has done so well over the last 16 years. Yeah. And it has really grown just because we've been doing exactly that.
Well, it takes the right team to really be successful because it's dedication. It's when you work with the public, it's everything has to be right.
Well, we have yoga in here. She has two different classes. One is Learn to Dance with Yoga. The other one is she actually has two classes a week in here, chair yoga. Mm-hmm. It's for disabilities, older people, people in wheelchairs, people in walkers and canes.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable the following that she gets.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're divinely guided here as
well.
Yes,
they are. I think that's an awesome.
Adopt me, please. Adopt me. So, ladies, we're out of time for today. It was a great pleasure to really meet you and find out what is really happening. And how can people reach you, Mary and Catherine?
Well, mysticsbythesea.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the information is on there. Our phone numbers are also on there.
Yes, 203-980-6272.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the Christmas, the holidays, you do have gift cards available.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. I'm also on Venmo.
Yes.
Oh, not Venmo. Did I say Venmo? I meant to say I'm also on Facebook. Venmo is new to me. I also have that option.
Yes.
Now. I must have.
Yes, so if you have to call in and get something, you know.
Absolutely. But I'm also on Facebook. Also.
Great. So come like us, love us, follow us, subscribe. That would be wonderful. We like to make new friends. So thank you very, very much for today, for your time.
You.
And this is just so wonderful. Thank you very much.
This is great. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you.